It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. This music is about how I feel to be back here with you. Were it not for my remaining crutch, my knee's much better, but not yet at 100%, I'd be leaping about as vigorously as David Garrett is playing his violin. Oh, hello, hello, hello. Oh, how I missed you. Thanks, everyone, for your notes. I saw them all. I couldn't leave the house, but I could sit at the computer for a while every day, and your warm wishes really helped me feel better. Thank you so much for all the love. Speaking of love, I miss spending World Radio Day with you and Valentine's, too, but never fear. The listener mailbag is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm saving it up for dessert.
Mmm, yummy.
But before the dessert comes the main course, of course, and I think it's just about ready. Yep, it's ready. Very ready, we could say. This question dates back to Christmas Eve. It was something of a Christmas present to you because it was pretty easy. I asked you to send in the year RFI was created. The answer is 1975. RFI was created in 1975 as part of the group Radio France by the government of France and replaced the Post-Colonial, which was created in 1931. There were a couple of other incarnations over the years, but RFI, as you know it today, saw the light of day in 1975. We became independent of the Radio France group in 1986, and now with our Arabophone radio Monte Carlo Doualia and the TV station France 24, we're a part of the France Media Monde group. The winners are 2 from Bangladesh this week, Raihan Ali, a member of the Nilshagor RFI fan club in Nilfamari, and Mr. Jibon, a member of the RFI fan club in Naugaon. Hailing from Accra, Ghana, RFI club member Dr. Bash Iridin Kore is a winner, and so is Ferhat Bezazel, the president of the club RFI in West Skikta, Algeria. Rounding out the list of winners this week is Tiahe Nchango Herman from Bamenda, Cameroon. Congratulations, winners. This week's quiz is for you really serious Francophiles out there. The answer to this quiz will be read on April Fool's Day, the 1st of April, and I want you to tell me what the French call that day. What do the French call April 1st, April Fool's Day? You have until the 27th of March to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on April 1st, as noted, to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
We missed celebrating World Radio together, but take a look at the RFI English and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages, and you'll see photos of your fellow listeners celebrating. There's a poster made by the RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club in Murshidabad, India, whose president, Mr. Najamusan, attached this note. I think radio is the window of knowledge. Through the radio, I find information, knowledge, and entertainment. Happy World Radio Day to all of you. The RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club also organized a DX exhibition on the 23rd of January, which is the birthday of the Indian nationalist Netaji Subhas Chandra Bose. There's some photos of their exhibit. Mr. Najamusan said there were over 50 people who came, and the gifts sent by RFI's Listener Relations Department were greatly appreciated. There's also some great photos from one of our newest RFI clubs. This one is also in Murshidabad, the RFI Students Club. The kids are so cute with their radios. There's some photos of the club members with the presents that came in their welcome package when they became an RFI club also. And there's more from Murshidabad. Take a look at the photo of Puspo Maitra, looking quite serene with her radio. Ms. Maitra is the president of the Women's Listeners Club, and her club recently co-sponsored a sports program for girls. You can see some of those photos, too. More club news from India. Muhammad Shamim S., the president of the RFI Golden Eagles Club in Keralam State, sent an essay about what radio means to him. Muhammad has been a shortwave radio fan since 1992 when he discovered the BBC on his father's radio. He's nostalgic, as most of us are, for the good old days of shortwave radio and the crazy challenge of tuning in. I remember as a kid lying in the grass in our garden with my radio held just so and fearing to breathe lest I lose the station. Muhammad wrote, "Radio is a simple and life-changing medium. One cannot think of doing without it. Radio is like no other. Happy World Radio Day." This year, to celebrate World Radio Day, Muhammad gave away 3 radios to people in need. There's a picture of him on the Facebook pages doing just that. Now, that's a way to observe World Radio Day, isn't it? Bravo, Muhammad. And another bravo to his radio club, the RFI Golden Eagles Club, whose members decided to offer free coaching classes for the Indian Civil Service exam as one of their RFI club initiatives. Now that's a good one and very kind. Sometimes you do meet someone in person through the radio. Charles Ongole John, the president of the RFI Kumi Central Listeners Club in Kampala, Uganda, has made a new friend. Christelle Namour of our Listener Relations Department suggested he go to the Alliance Française in Kampala and meet up with Mbuso Thomas, who's the president of the French Language RFI Listeners Club in that city, the RFI Kampala Club. The men discussed coordinating programs between the two clubs, and Charles, we're looking forward to hearing your plans. Pritraj Perkayasta of Assam, India, the president of the brand new RFI club, the RFI Listeners Club of Jorhat, sent in photos of their first official program as an RFI club, which they held on India's Republic Day, the 26th of January. Happy belated Republic Day to all our listeners in India. Obviously, they started the program by raising the flag and singing the national anthem, and then they held a Republic Day quiz contest for children. The program closed with a demonstration on how to tune in to international stations with special focus on RFI, of course, via radio and internet. Pritraj said the afternoon was a great success and thanked RFI for our support. RFI thanks you, Bai, for forming a club and for involving children and getting them interested in radio, which is a wonderful thing to do. Don't miss the great picture of Surodeep Sarkar, who's a member of the RFI Golden DX Club in Murshidabad, on his motorbike outside the gates of Bhutan. It took him a week to get there. And guess what Surodeep took with him on a motorcycle? An RFI banner. Now that's great. Thanks, Surodeep. On to some loving notes. Special thanks to Jahangir Alamantul, Raz Franz Ngogo, Samuel Francis, Nasser Blahi, Shivindu Paul, Ujwal Babu, Adita Pritika, Mustafa Hassan, Muhammad Salim Akhtar Chadhar, Sunabaranan Manju Das, and my favorite non-grouch, Jean Forget, for your especially warm letters while I was away. I'll leave you with some wonderful news. Remember the beautiful This I Believe essay written for us by a young man from Sierra Leone, Abdoulaye Saiku Ba? Well, he and his wife, Nikki, have welcomed a beautiful baby boy into their lives. Look at the photo of the three of them, and your heart will overflow to see such joy. Congratulations to Nikki and Abdoulaye, and welcome to the world, little Gabriel. Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. I'll play you out with my late Valentine's present to you all. Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin, sung by Dinah Washington. Many thanks to my colleague Batista Collion for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45 and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. Oh dear, one last thing, my friends. Happy International Mother Language Day to all who observed it this past week, especially to our listeners in Bangladesh, where the observation of this day all started. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. You each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
Comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you
Yes, I've got you. Unforgettable too.